Today we'll be beginning Siman Ayin Ches. The title of the Siman is Mishen Itztarich Lahatil Mayim B'Shas Kriya, one who has to urinate during Shema. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hayakori v'hischilu me'ragla shosis en albirkav. If one is reciting Shema and urine starts to drip on his knees, posek ad sheyichlu hamayim v'chozer likros. He has to stop reading until the urine stops, and then he can go back to reading. Afilu im naflu abegada v'yishbohem tofeach amanas lahatpiach, kivan shehim echusim bevigdo. Even if the urine fell on his clothing and it's soaking wet, he can continue reading because it's being covered by his garments. Im naflu me'raglayim ba'aretz, if the urine fell on the ground, marchik me'am arba'amos, he must distance himself 4 amos before reciting Shema. O kashir sheisbar lekaman simen peibayis o mamtin achiyibalu bakarka, or he has to distance himself a different shear or wait for the urine to be absorbed in the ground. Vafilu shaha kedei ligmor eskula ino tzarach lachzor elo lemakom shapasak. Even if the delay to wait for the urine to stop was so long that he could have finished the entire Shema, he only has to go back to the point where he stopped. And the Rama says v'yeshomrim dem shaha kedei ligmor eskula chozer larosh v'chein ikar kamosh kasati leil simen samachay u'mishar elefi hakorei. We assume practically that you have to go back to the beginning, if the delay was long enough that potentially you could have actually finished the entire Shema. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hayakore, Hu Adin Ladivri Sora Vilasfila, Posek Ad Sheyichlu Hamayim Lishtos. The same is true for Torah and for Shmona Esrei. You have to wait till the urine stops flowing. Va'afilu im yitztarich al yedezeh lishhos harbe be'emtza tfila shiya kedei ligmor kula v'yitztarich al yedezeh acharkach lachazor larosh afilu hachi mamtin. Even if it means that there's going to be a long delay, you're going to have to go back to the beginning of davening, but nonetheless you should do that. Hamayim, Va'afdel lemata birkav lach. Even though your knees and your clothing are still wet from urine, you're still permitted to recite Shema. The outer garments are not dirty. And even if they are, if your garments actually got soiled, they got dirty, you have to remove your garments in order to say Shema and other Dvarim Shebekdusha. Or at the very least, to use a different garment to cover the part that got dirty. During Shmona Esrei, when you can't pause, you can't do this. So you should continue davening after the urination. Since the iser of urination, davening in front of urine, is only derabanan, and he's already in the middle of Shmona Esrei, the rabbanan did not make a gezerah in this scenario. That it's proper in a case of Shmona Esrei to be machmir to distance yourself from the urine that fell on the ground, just like you would for Shema. Amos o mamtin ad sheyibalu bakarka kashir sheyisbar lekaman simen peibayis kach tzarech lomar v'chasav amagen avram da'af te'efsher da'al yedei ha'amtana ala blia yitztarich lishos kedei ligmor kula v'yitztarich lachazor larosh. The Magen Avram says that even though it's possible that by delaying through, in other words, by waiting for the urine to be swallowed up into the ground, you're going to have to delay and you're going to have to go back to the beginning. We're not concerned for this when it comes to Shema because it's like you're reading from the Torah. But if it happens during the brachos of Shema, then it's better. You're better off waiting and not you're better off continuing and not waiting for the urine to be absorbed into the ground. If a person delayed for long enough that he could have finished all the brachos of brachos kriyashma b'diavad, he does not have to repeat them. If he was an anus at the time that he paused, which he is in this case, then he goes back to the beginning. If, let's say, he waited for the urine to be absorbed for the time that it could have taken to finish the entire davening, nearly the efshar de intzarech lach so the rosh, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Ki b'diavad yeshlismo chadas harashma v'hatosos brachos chav beizam and beiz di b'ramaschal mamtin the sfira luhu de intzarech laharichik klal kevin shekvar hu omed besfila. According to the Rashba and Tosos, you don't have to distance yourself from the urine at all since you already started davening. V'im kein lo haya az anis, which means that you're not honest in that situation. Im lo she b'psika sheyichlu hamayim levad haya hashir kedei ligmar kula, unless when you stopped the urine had already stopped flowing and you waited long enough where you could have finished the whole davening. V'ayim bever halacha lekaman mesim insadi siv chavzayim b'mishne burasham misha yesh lo choli hametafteif menu tamen meraglayim ayim lekaman simin pei b'mishne burasham. We'll see in the next simin what the halacha is regarding one who has an illness where he's constantly dripping with urine. We'll stop here for now and we'll begin simin ayin test tomorrow.